We are in Simin Reish Ayin Zayin. We're up to Sif Dalid, and we'll be finishing the Simin as well as learning Reish Ayin Ches. Sif Dalid Mutar Laniach Ner Shal Shabbos Bebod Yom Amal Gabe Ilon V'Yidolik Sham B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a ner, you're allowed to put a lantern on a tree on Erev Shabbos. We're not afraid that on Shabbos you're going to come move the lantern because it's Muktzah anyway. We're not afraid that when the light goes out, you'll move the lantern. And you'll be using the tree on Shabbos, which is also as a gzeiratu tolish, that you're going to pull off a branch. So that we're not choshish over here, because it's muktz anyway. But on Yontif you shouldn't put a lantern, on Erev Yontif, on the tree, because the halacha is that on Yontif it's not Muktzah, and we're afraid that you're going to go and take it from there, and you're going to be using the tree on Shabbos, on Yontif. Sifhei, Mutar Lichpos Kara al Gabi Aner B'Shabbos Kadesh L'Yechos Ha'ur B'Korah. You have a light that's a little too high and too near the ceiling, and you're afraid the ceiling is going to catch fire. You're allowed to put a keli over it to make sure that the flame doesn't hit the ceiling. Now, what we're talking about is a ceramic one. Were it metal, by putting a metal kli directly on the flame, we're afraid that that'll glow. It'll become red hot. In which case, you're going to be over on Bishel. If there's a chash that the whole house will catch fire, then you don't have to worry about that. Now, the chiddush of this halacha, that you're allowed to put a kli there, is because there's a deya that holds that you're not allowed to move a keli for the sake of muktzah. Kamash malan, that we don't hold that way. You're allowed to move a keli even though it's for the sake of something else, which is muktzah. Now, the same halacha would apply. Say you have a candle, and the candle is bothering you. There's too much light there. You can't fall asleep. You're allowed to cover it with another keli. But of course, this is only talking about where you're not choking the fire. You've got to leave enough airspace in there so that the fire will continue to burn. It just will not light up the room or will not catch the ceiling. Reisha in Chesif Aleph Mutar Lechabos Haner Bishvil Sheyishin Acholah Sheyesh Bo Sakana. You're allowed to put out a fire on Shabbos. You're allowed to put out a candle or a lamp on Shabbos in order that Acholah Sheyesh Bo Sakana fall asleep. Mishtabur brings the Rambam, who says that's only if you couldn't take the chol out of the room, or you couldn't cover the lamp, or even move the lamp. You're better off moving the lamp, which is tiltul muktzah, than putting out the fire, which is kibui. So the Bir Halacha goes into a very important machlokas here, and that is with regard to kibui. In Kol HaTorah Kul, in all of Hilchas Shabbos, there's a machlokas Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda on the status of Malacha Sheina Tzricha Lagufa. Malacha Sheina Tzricha Lagufa is a malacha that I'm not doing for the sake of creating something, just for the sake of getting rid of something unwanted. The machlokas Reb Shimon Rabbi Yehuda and the machlokas Rishonim, how we paskin. The Rambam sheet is that Malacha Sheina Tzricha Lagufa is chayiv, and we paskin that it's also, and the machaber in most places paskins that it's mutter, excuse me, that it's aser midrabanan only, and they were matur in certain situations. So the Mishnah Berurah wanted to say that it's only the Rambam that considers kibui aner more chomer than tiltul muktzah, because he holds that malacha sheina tzricha lagufa is chayiv. Because why am I putting out the fire? Just to get rid of the fire. Bishloma, if I have charcoal that's burning and I'm putting it out in order to create coals, so there the halacha is that that's malacha tzricha lagufa. But if I'm putting out the fire for the sake of getting rid of the fire, that's ein tzricha lagufa, which if you don't hold like the Rambam, should be putter. And therefore, why do I have to bother taking out the chola or taking out the candle of tiltul muktzah? Let me do a different rabbanon of putting out the fire. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that even l'shita seinu, even according to us, where we paskin that malacha sheina tzricha lagufa potter, nevertheless, it is korov to an isur daraisa, because if you're doing it in the case of charcoal, then you're chayiv. So the only chazal did not want you to do an isur rabbanon that is korov to an isur daraisa. Furthermore, what happens when this chola wakes up and now needs the light? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to go and rekindle the candle. If there's a non-Jew around and you're not afraid that he's going to take his time, then you're supposed to ask the non-Jew. Now, the same goes for a chola she'en bo sakana, but the doctors say that if he doesn't get enough rest, he's going to become a chola she'esh bo sakana. he'll come lidei sakana. So the halachi is that you're allowed to put out the candle so that he'll get a good night's sleep. For a cholish she'en bo sakana, the halachi is that it is aser, even though the halachi is that you're allowed to put out a gachelas or mateches. It's a gachelas boeres, any gachelas. If you have some coals that are burning in the street or any fire in the street, and I'm afraid that people are going to get hurt, the halachi is you're allowed to put out the fire because it's a malacha she'en sri haleguva makam sara de rabim. The halachi is it's mutter. So why is this any different? The answer is there's no rabim here. If the public were here and it was a question of putting out the fire so no one should get hurt, the halacha would have been that it's mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that anyway, with regard to the malacha of kibui, even though it's a malacha shein tzricha lagufa, we don't give it all of the kulis of a drabanan, since it's very, the difference between a case of malacha shein tzricha lagufa and tzricha lagufa in kibui is very slight. In both cases, you're putting out the fire. One can easily come lidei in iser daraisa.